Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for air fryer Spam fritters. If you love Spam, then they're absolutely brilliant, breaded and cooked in the air fryer. I'm a huge Spam fan. You know, that might surprise some people, but I love a can of Spam and I love a can of corned beef. The two foods that I will always buy from a can and love. And Spam is just brilliant in the air fryer and takes me back to childhood when my granddad always had a can in the cupboard that we could use for something. And it also takes me back to when my grandparents would talk about the World War II rations and that they could have a can and what they could make with that can. So Spam fritters, it's just brilliant air fryer food. I just wish Spam was cheaper. That's my only complaint. So you'll need an air fryer, and then you'll need about 200 grams, which is the equivalent of about one can of Spam when you've sliced it up, 150 grams of plain flour, four large eggs, 150 grams of breadcrumbs, and then a tablespoon each of chicken seasoning, garlic powder, oregano and parsley. The oregano and parsley are dried, and some salt and pepper. And then start by placing the Spam into the fridge for an hour whilst it's still in its can so that it can harden up, and then it's easier to make into fritters because otherwise it goes too soft, it doesn't slice well, and you'll like be crying thinking this isn't going to make a very good looking Spam fritter. And then open your can of Spam onto a clean worktop and cut it into medium slices. Then crack eggs into a bowl and mix with a fork and season with salt and pepper. Then place flour into a second bowl and season well with chicken seasoning, salt, pepper and garlic powder. And then in your third bowl, place breadcrumbs and mix with salt, pepper and your parsley and oregano. And I also like to have a plate, so I end up with a set of four. I'll end up with my three bowls and a plate. And the plate is always what I put the Spam fritters on as I've prepped them before they go in the air fryer. And then load sliced Spam into the flour mixture first, then into the egg and then into the breadcrumbs. Make sure each slice of Spam is well coated from each bowl, and it's just fun way to do it. And like I say, I very rarely weigh out my flour and my breadcrumbs. I just kind of pour a load into a bowl and see how much I need. So don't feel like you have to weigh out your flour and your breadcrumbs, because you don't. And then I also have a massive bag of breadcrumbs in the freezer, and I can just grab some when I need it. And it's great if you just fancy something breaded for dinner in the air fryer. Then place the Spam fritters into the air fryer basket on a single layer. So I can normally fit about four in my air fryer at once. I could squeeze five in at a push, depending on how many you've done. And then cook for 8 minutes at 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit, and then serve while still warm. If they're not crispy enough for you, then spray them with a little bit of extra virgin olive oil and then cook them for about another 4 minutes at 200 Celsius, 400 Fahrenheit. And then you've got perfect Spam fritters for dinner, and they're just so delicious, and it's just an easy recipe that's relatively cheap depending on how much Spam costs where you are. And you could, of course, swap this for any of the canned meat products. And corned beef is also delicious cooked like this in the air fryer as well.